Blog Talk Radio.
Wish to call in, you may do so by calling or dialing in 929-477-2573. I am Sister Redonia, and I'm going to continue on sharing with you with heaven's healing. I just got a word yesterday that friend of mine, a very close friend, dear friend, like an extended family member, has taken ill, fallen ill, and while the news did not seem too good, as a matter of fact, the news is bad, but in spite of that, I already know that the Most High, as the first and the last word, the reason why I focus so much on heaven's healing is because it greatly impacts my life. There was a time in my life, if I may share this with you, I was not expected to live. Now, 8 years ago, as of up to this day, I am not even supposed to, according to the doctors, diagnosis, and family and friends believing in what they were told, that I should have been gone. I was gone a very long time ago. But just like when Christ told a man that wanted to walk, had been crippled, could not walk. And he said, do you want to walk? And he said, yes, yes, I want to walk. So he told the man, pick up your mat and follow me. Pick up your mat and walk. And so that's what he did. So what I'm saying is that it starts with you. If you believe that what the negative diagnosis is going to, if it's real, and if you accept it, if you apply it and surrender unto it, and it is, it will be just that. But there was something inside of me that when the doctor said, well, she's not going to make it throughout the night, 8 years ago, she don't have enough life in her. I knew Alpha and Omega because I was brought up, I was raised, I was brought up on that word. And so I knew that, well, I had faith, because the word tells me if I had faith as a mustard seed, that I could cause the mountains to move. And so I'm like, okay, I do have faith. I know that you are able. You are able, dear God. You are able to do all things, and there is nothing impossible for you. So I held firm unto the word because I knew that nothing else could help me. There was nothing in this world that could do anything for me. The world had given up on me. The doctors had given up on me. But I knew the great musician that was able to do all things, that even power over the doctors, over the medical society, that is the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And the only thing that matters is what the word says. The word of God, she tells her, my words are spirit. My words are spirit. And so when I called upon that spirit, faith and trusting and believing that all things are possible, there's nothing impossible, I am still here today to tell my story. And so I just hope that somebody can be encouraged and know that you may have received a bad health diagnosis from the doctor. You may have received a bad report, but there's also good news. And the good news is that I told myself I wasn't born like this, and so I don't have to accept it, because the word tells me to resist the devil and it'll flee from you. Sickness and bad health and all kind of conflicts in our life don't come from the Most High, because the Most High came that we will have life and have life abundantly. So now I'm in an awkward position, and I'm looking at myself inwardly, and I'm looking upward and saying, how can this be abundant life? Who's going to want to listen to me as I try to proclaim the gospel and they see the state that I'm in? And eventually I said to the Lord, I said, nevertheless, I know you're able. I know you can do all things, but not my will, not my way. Just like Christ said, Lord, take this cup from me. But he said, nevertheless, your will be done, not mine. And so I had to surrender. That's the point where the Most High was getting me to, where my whole focus and trust and belief was totally on the word that was planted on my heart, in my spirit, that there's nothing impossible. And if I believe, which I did believe, and so I'm here today. I am totally, totally independent. I move and I breathe and I move on my own because of the spirit that abides within me. And I just want to encourage somebody that no matter what it looks like, no matter what it says, like God says, who report will you believe? And I said, I choose to believe of the Lord. Our Father, Mother God, is jealous and wants our whole heart. I wish that you would even hot or cold but because you're lukewarm, I will spew you out my mouth. So I had to be put all of it, everything else aside, so that I could give my whole intention. That I would have my whole heart. Because just a little bit is not good enough. Y'all wants it all, because this was demonstrated to us when y'all gave all, sacrificed all, did all for us, everything, holding back nothing, everything. So, likewise, we are to give all to where all is due. Not to nothing else, no one else, but to the one that's most deserving, the one that created us and made us in the very image and the likeness of the Most High. I'm going to read, I'll share with you a little bit of Proverbs right here. It says, the words of the reckless pierce like swords, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. So many times, often I might hear somebody say, oh, well, I didn't mean it. But they'll say, oh, I'm sick and tired. So if you're sick and tired, you know, God tells us to say, let the sick say, I'm healed. Why do you do the adverse? Why do you do the opposite? So I didn't mean it like that, but you said it like that. And words have spirit, whether you meant it or not. Words do have spirit, and they transform into what you put out there in the atmosphere. Proverbs 13:17 says, a wicked messenger falls into trouble, but a trustworthy envoy brings healing. We have to trust and believe. Proverbs 16:24 tells us, gracious words are like a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones. If you're feeling bad and you know that you've been told your health is failing, you don't need nobody to come along beside you and tell you, oh, they're feeling pitiful and feeling sorry for you. No, you need the encouraging word. You need someone to speak life over you. When I was in my situation, and I was in the nursing home, and people would tell me, the staff would say, oh, Ms. Holland, because they're looking at the diagnosis, oh, well, you can't do that. You're not supposed to be able to do that. Call for help when you need it. The only help I called on was the help from the Most High. And so I said, I would tell them, don't tell me what I cannot do when the Most High tells me that I can. If you're not going to speak life over me, then don't speak anything negative or contrary to what the Most High tells me. Then Matthew 4:23 says, Jesus heals the sick. Jesus went throughout Galilee, healing in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness among the people. Every disease and sickness among the people. Now, the last time I read that Jesus, our Lord, Yeshua, Christ, Yahweh, Elohim, Abba Father, was the same yesterday, today, and forever, and changed not. So as it was in the beginning, so it shall be in the end. That same thing he tells the disciples, are you able to do these things and believe because you saw me? But better yet are those that have not seen me and yet.
Oh, great. All right. So I was able to get reconnected again, and I am thankful about that. Now, I don't know where it dropped off, I will just go on, and I'm going to read, I'm going to share with you from Luke, I think it's Luke 13, but let me be certain, yes, Luke 13 and 32, it says, he replied, go tell the fox, I will keep on driving out demons and healing people today and tomorrow, and on the third day, reach my goals. I'm going to keep on. I'm going to keep on sharing with you the job, healing the healing at the pool. Sometime later, Jesus went up, Yeshua went up to Jerusalem for one of the Jewish festivals. But see, said, I want to do what the Father tells me to do. And we have got so far away from doing and obeying the laws and of the Most High, the holidays, the holy holidays. We don't even recognize the holy holidays, but yet we will recognize the paganism holidays. So that is, God deserves, our Creator deserves so much more, so much better than that, than what we are willing to give. So we need to focus in our mind and our heart that, you know, we can do better. So the only question is, when are we going to start to do better? So today, if you hear my voice, harden not your heart, but in all your ways, we acknowledge the Most High, and He will direct our path. He will direct. She will. He will. It's not a man. The Word tells us, I am neither male nor female. So we have become accustomed to only speaking to God in the male term, like it's a man. But the Word says, my words are spirit. My words, they are spirit, says the Lord. So we got to recognize that when we speak to God, we are speaking to the spirit beings in which we are. We are spirit beings. We are made. We're having human experience, yet we are a spirit being. And we are made in the image of the Most High, the Word tells us. So we need to always be mindful of the things that we do, the things that we say, and make sure that we honor in the Most High in all our work.
Scholars and scientists now concede that Africa is the birthplace of mankind. Africans were the first builders of civilization. They discovered mathematics, invented writing, developed sciences, engineering, medicine, religion, fine arts, and built the Great Pyramids, an architectural achievement which still baffles modern science.
The 225th emperor, direct descent from Solomon and the Queen of Sheba. He is the King of Kings, the Lion of Judah. Lion of Judah. The name Haile Selassie means power of the Trinity.
Educate yourself of Africa. Liberate yourself, Africa. Keep your head up high. No more will we cry. Yes. Our history that they stole, Africa, is written in our souls, Africa. Oldest nation on this earth, know just what you were. Well, ships that sail to distant places robbed us of our rights and worth. History says that you've betrayed us, talking of the God you serve. Hear the rumbling in the sky, hear that awful father's cry. And today we're still in chains, tear the shackles from our minds. You're the cornerstone, the King upon the throne.
Motherland representer, I'm on trial with the man, she my co-defendant, and I demand her attention. Can you focus, woman? I'm getting closer to the sky every time I hit it. Haile Selassie, power of the Trinity. Soul made in Niger, my vice made in Italy. White man's world that I'm living in, some say. But it was Africa, the continent we all came from. Can't nothing come between me and you. So before I have seeds, gotta understand my roots. Gotta understand the truth, we is all kings round here. Life's not all fair, work till we fall dead. Lord, going hard till I earn like a pauper. Although my body's in the U.S., my heart's there. I can never be ashamed of her. I got my features and my name from her. Mama Africa.
The richest place on earth. Know just what you're worth. Talking about the God you
regarded as an enemy, but a precious blessing. It's misconception to think that when we have a cold, we should avoid outside air and increase the room temperature until it is hot. This causes inflammation in the internal organs, because the blood has been chilled back from the surface and thrown upon them. Okay. So we want to take in a lot of fresh air. We want pure air. We want clean air. If pure air is this, pure air at this time is needed more than ever. It is when any part of the system, as the lungs or stomach, is decreased or deceased, that's when you really need to focus on taking in, absorbing pure air, inhaling deeply, exhaling all the impurities. Okay. Many families suffer with sore throats, lung disorders, liver complaints brought upon them by their own course of action. They breathe the same air over and over again until it becomes impregnated with poisonous impurities those who does this, is you're abusing yourself. Those who does abuse their health must suffer disease. I know the other day because I realized this years ago, many years ago, I studied biology, dietary, and so forth, a lot of things that pertain to health and life. And that was one of the things that I did discover, but I had gotten away from it. But yesterday, the other day after I was refreshing, got a refresher, or I recalled having read that, and at night, when you sleep, you need to have your window cracked. And I had always done it. I don't know how I got away from it. But you should always have your window cracked. So I know once I read that and I recall having that, that I had became aware of it quite some time ago, I went about raising every window within my home. I opened every window to let the fresh air. As a matter of fact, last night, I made sure that my windows in my bedroom, no AC, didn't need to have AC on, but I opened the windows, and I really do honestly truly feel so refreshed having done so. So it does make a difference to do that. It's very vital to our health. So make sure you're getting that fresh air. Sure you do, because we have to have it. It all aids to giving us good health, because it helps us to get rid of, when we inhale clean air, we're exhaling the stale air. So make sure we get always want to be conscious of that. And, things like that, you think you're being comfortable, you think you're being, creating a comfortable environment in your home, when you turn that AC on, but as I was reading to you, shared with you the other day, that is not really healthy for you. That's not good for you. That you don't get the same, as a matter of fact, you don't get the same effects from the AC air that you will get from the natural air. When we know better, we do better. So we want to do better.
Them break us apart, no. Would you let them, would you let them break our hearts, would you let them,
now another thing I want to tell you, I would like to share with you something. I drink my green tea every day. It's full of multiple antioxidants, getting rid of the free radicals, and you always want to do that. So it's a good way to detox, because helps your body to eliminate anything that is growing or stewing up inside of you that you don't need, that you don't want. It helps that, and it helps with your regulation as well. So if you find that you have not had a bowel movement as often as you have eaten anything, that's a problem right there. So you want to continue the process of elimination, because as long as something is backed up in you, the waste is backed up into you, it's bacteria that's brewing and growing up inside of you that's going to affect your health. So you got to know that.
Them break us apart, no. Would you let them, would you let them break our hearts, would you let them, would you let them break us apart, would you let them, would you let them break our hearts, would you let together they can't break us, we are strong. Divide us and the road leads to destruction.
Don't you fall a prey to Babylon.
No, never.
They want to pull us all in different directions. So they take you from the root and teach you their own